Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
And you're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio with Audrey Mason and Ed Stoven. And we're going to be here, for an hour or so.
Yeah.
Talking all kinds of everything off-road. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. Nicole had to stay home today. There's a fire next to her house out on the 8 freeway by the Walmart again.
So she has to stay home and protect.
She has to stay home and protect and make sure her little chitlins are okay. Yeah,
whip out the hose. Here we go.
It's dry out there.
And we just got another alert. SDG&E may feel like shutting down Alpine again. So all you folks living out there, crank out the generators.
Got a camp stove and lantern.
There you go.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy with the high winds this week. Ramona got shut down for like 2 days.
Yeah, we got shut down for a whole day and a half, 95 mile an hour winds. It's not unusual. We've had it happen a few years back, but it is what it is.
Yeah, yep.
So I guess we could start off with good news. Joel Anderson won his election. I guess it's now official.
He sent out the email saying that he's victorious.
Absolutely.
We are very excited. Thrilled.
I am super thrilled.
Me too.
We've talked about, for the off-roaders, that he would help us get an off-road park, possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly a racing facility. And I've contacted a real estate friend, and we're going to start trying to see what we can put together.
There you go. Well, I tell you what, as long as we got Joel on our side, I don't see any reason why it's not going to happen. So that's probably the best news. And then you guys did a great interview with Bob over in Scotland, of all places.
Yeah, Edinburgh is where he lives, right next to the Edinburgh Airport. I know I'm probably saying that wrong, and they're all
going, oh, yeah. God, did you hear what she just said?
More than likely, but yeah, we're going to have Bob on
later in the show.
Yeah.
And by the way, the show is brought to you by
PRMI, Chris Wiley's Primary Residential Mortgage out in Alpine. Give him a call if you need a VA, a USDA, an FHA, conventional or reverse loan. He does them all. He's awesome at what he does. PRMI, Chris Wiley at 619-722-1303. Go ahead and give him a call and check him out.
And make sure you tell him you heard it right here on KCBQ.
You know, I gave Chris a call last week. And I said, hey, so what kind of off-roading do you do? You're sponsoring our show. I'm just curious what you... He goes, oh, I ride a motorcycle. Like, I have a Honda XR650. And
nice.
I go out by Plaster City. I got a camper, and my kids like to ride. My wife stays in the camper and plays cards. and I like to go out and ride and explore the desert.
How cool is that?
So that's awesome to have him.
Yeah, see, and
have him on the team.
So that means anybody and everybody, if you're an off-roader, you can sponsor this show as well. And the best way to do that is contact Audrey at
info@sdorc.org. We'll get a hold of us. info@sdorc.org. You can go to our website at www.sdorc.org and put a request in there. Become a member for $25 as your annual membership, and all funds raised go directly to protecting our off-road rights.
Right. And speaking of that, how are things going? Is the government leaving you guys alone, or is they still banging away?
Oh, you know, there's problems out there. We have a problem in the Cleveland National Forest. Corral Canyon is the OHV area, and it's the closest real riding opportunity to the city of San Diego. And I've been out there lots of times. SDORC has promoted a cleanup trail work for a number of years now. That has been a big benefit to the forest. They're able to use the volunteer hours that they generate for a grant from state parks. So we have literally given them hundreds of thousands of dollars through our help. So they've closed the Corral Canyon area temporarily, and I'll read this right from the sign they posted. Corral Canyon OHV area is temporarily closed due to damage and repair work caused by the recent Valley Fire incident. As sections of the OHV area are determined to be safe for the public, we will reopen the trails. So I looked at the map of the fire, of the Valley Fire, and it only crossed one of the trails. And if you know the area, most of the trails are in and around the Corral Canyon campground and the Bobcat campground and Four Corners.
Yep.
But there's one trail that goes way to the west around Pinyon Mountain and another mountain by Corte Madera. It's a long trail. And the fire crossed this trail and didn't go anywhere near the area.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to make sure, what really burned? So a friend of mine has a Cessna 172. And yesterday he took me up and we flew over the area and we circled around Pinyon Mountain. We went down by Corral Canyon to look and see where did the fire actually burn. I took some pictures. The fire didn't come anywhere near Corral Canyon.
But they screamed that it did.
And it did cross this one road that's miles to the west. And that one road is easy to close. It'd be a simple thing to erect a barrier at either end of it. They could do it in a day or two.
So what this makes me think is that our Corral Canyon OHV area limitations extend further and beyond what our trails actually go to. And by all means, can't we utilize this area to add more trails?
They are sort of letting the heck cat out of the bag. I mean, if they're closing it so far out and away.
Why are they, I don't know why they're closing the main area.
I have a feeling you'll call them.
Well, I have
we've been working on that.
So there's three districts in the Cleveland National Forest. They're Tobuco and Orange County, the Palomar, and then the Descanso district. So I have calls into the Descanso, two calls and two emails to the manager, or what they call the district supervisor. Mm-hmm. He hasn't gotten back to me. So I have some ways to put pressure on him. I don't want to give it out here, but later we'll... when it works, we'll talk about it. So I have ways to put pressure, and we're going to put pressure on them. And I think it's ridiculous that they're closing the area for no good reason.
Yeah. If the fire didn't reach and extend into those areas, then why haven't we had a chance to be able to get in there and put our couple of barricades up, our blockades up, our gatekeeper, as you will,
and
keep them out of that area?
Like we have volunteered and gone out there over the years on a number of projects. And I'm kind of surprised and hurt that they haven't called us and said, hey, do you guys want to help us do work to get the area open for you? Are they asking you?
Well, they reached out to us and said when they were ready, they would let us know and give us a date. So that's what we got. We did get that email. I did get that email from Gabriel and Lindsay out there. So Richard Toll's worked with us for many
years. I would like to speed things up a little bit.
Yeah. Now, I think I want to do too.
How long ago? Is 2005 or 2007?
It was seven.
They had a big fire that actually burned through the OHV area. That was Richard Toll's. He had just started. And it burned through the area. And they don't like to have an area open that has recently burned because people can leave the route and they can go drive wherever. And I get that. And one thing they like to do is let it keep it closed and let it grow back. So it can take a year or years to grow back. So what Richard did is they erected small fences along the side of trails. It's like just a foot or so high.
I think it was 18, right? 18 inches high.
18 inches? That sounds about right.
I think it was
18
inches high.
And we volunteered and helped. I remember going out there to help on that project. And so they opened routes as they put fences along them. And if you go out there and you look, you can see a fence along the side and bushes have grown over it. But they haven't said anything about that. And I don't understand why it's closed. So we're going to work on it. And I have a prediction it's going to be open before October of 2021, they have announced.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It's just frustrating.
It is. It's extremely frustrating. But the good thing about it is they know people are watching.
Yeah.
That would be us.
Well,
They're going to know that we're on top of it.
Yeah, definitely. One of the other things that we talked about was Plaster City, Chris Wiley, where he goes and rides. And one of the issues when we come back, we're about to take a break. But as soon as we come back from our break, we'll talk about the railroad issues that are going on down there.
Yeah, there's
We've got a couple.
We have
of
two railroad,
railroad
issues.
We
so
have
we'll
two
talk
railroad
about
issues
both.
To talk
they're,
about.
They're separate, and we'll talk about both of them.
All right, so let's take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I think for older people, I think they really need to understand that this product will give you the energy that you need to sustain throughout a day. Right now, I just can't hardly make it through the day if I don't start my day out taking three of each every day. Yeah, it's I'm a flag waver for the product. I believe in it. I know it's helping me. I feel satisfied that I've got my energy level for the day. And you know, for the last 2 weeks, I've been working over at my mom's house to get it ready to sell. It's just unbelievable. I guarantee you, if you saw me compared to the rest of the guys that are 74.
Yeah.
You'd think them boys is ready for the couch. And I'm going strong all day long and have been for quite some time now.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code HEALTH.
We're Diamond and Silk, and we have a new book coming out called Uprising.
The Awakening of Diamond and Silk.
No one we grew up with could have dreamed of what we have been able to accomplish.
Our mother was born in poverty to sharecroppers. She was living the American nightmare.
So for us, the American dream meant not only the freedom to find love and follow our faith. Freedom meant not letting anyone else define who we are, what we can do, or who we should vote for.
In Uprising, we talk about the world we grew up in and what led us to rebel against that world.
And how rebellion led us to speak out on politics and reach millions of viewers, and how you can reach others too. You've seen us.
And you've heard us.
Now read all about us in Uprising.
Uprising, the new book by Diamond and Silk, available at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
Streaming now on The Answer San Diego app and radio.com.
All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer. This episode is brought to you by Wayne Miller Mobile Tire out in Santee. Give him a call if you're out stuck on the side of the freeway, stuck on a job site, anything. No tire too big or too small. 619-596-2800. That's Wayne Miller Mobile Tire in Santee, but he covers all of San Diego County. He's got those mobile trucks, and he'll come out and get you taken care of.
And by the way, if you're in your vehicle and you're heading out east, I-8 is closed due to a fire by Walmart, so do a redirect. And if you're coming west on the 52, looks like there's a fatal accident and the traffic was backed up quite a ways.
Right at Santo Road, yeah.
So make sure you double-check that before you head either east or west.
Yeah.
Don't expect traffic on a Sunday.
West on a 52 and
east
on
the
8.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty. All the fire. I didn't see any fire, but all the firemen were standing there looking at the hill.
Well, that helps. So we have two railroad issues these days. One at Glamis and the other between Superstition and Ocotillo Wells. For those of you who don't know, there's a private railroad that goes from Split Mountain Road, which is just south of Ocotillo Wells. It goes down to Highway 8 in Plaster City. And they move gypsum from the gypsum mine to Plaster City, where they make wallboard. So it's a private railroad. It mm-hmm. operates 7 days a week, typically three times a day. And people like to camp along the road on the north part off of Split Mountain Road. They like to camp there, and they like to recreationally shoot guns and point into the big mountain, Carrizo Mountain there. Which is legal. It's fine.
It's BLM land. It's legal. It's okay. It's a popular destination area to go over to down there, the dry lake bed.
I've camped there before with some friends, and it's a fun place to be. But they've had a problem with people blocking the train. And a lady who actually manages the railroad for the U.S. Gypsum, Aracy
Araceli.
Araceli Cavillo. She called me. She emailed and called me, and she says, we're having a problem, and we want you to help get the word out. So they sent us a flyer that we've put on our Instagram and our Facebook page. But the problem was some people were on the railroad tracks, and they wouldn't get off. And the train actually had to stop. If you can believe that, these people stood there on the train tracks. They stopped the train. The train operator called back, oh, my God, what do we do? These guys won't move. So they called the sheriff, and they made a big to-do about it.
I wonder if you get arrested and what kind of fine that is for playing on the train tracks. That's a federal offense, isn't it, for playing, even if it's a private one?
I don't know what the offense is, but I wouldn't want to have to go to court and explain to the judge why I was intoxicated and standing on the railroad tracks.
And being belligerent enough to stopping the
train. I sure wouldn't want to have to explain that. But she said that actually happened.
It's really popular for people to go. I've seen it.
It's a neat place. I get it.
Well, what I've seen is they actually set up an easy up and set up a table and chairs on the actual train tracks.
Which is a flat place. I mean, it has some kind of appeal. I suspect people don't realize that it's active railroad.
Yeah, because, I mean, it only goes through a couple times a day.
And they may not even run trains on the weekends.
Oh, no, it's 7 days a week, 365.
It is 7 days a week, but they don't run it as much on the week. Like, if you look at other railroad, like, every 45 minutes a train goes by. You know, the one in San Diego, Rose Canyon. And the one by Glamis, that one is all night. There's another train.
And there were certain days where it was faster. It seemed like it was, you know.
So you could be at this railroad, and it could be 12 hours, and you don't see a train. And then a train comes. And so.
Yeah, it doesn't have a schedule that the general public would be aware of.
No, not at all. It's completely private. And then it would all determine on, you know, how quickly they were able to load and get their panels on.
It's their business. Who knows what the demand for wallboard is and how all that. So it's a problem.
But if you like your house and you like your bathroom and you like your drywall, by all means.
We like drywall.
It's one of the largest gypsum mines in the United States. So if you like your home, stay off the train tracks.
I don't know. We had some. Audrey and I had this weird difference because she said that there were pictures of people on Thanksgiving Day and the Friday the next day after.
And the Friday the next day, yeah.
That were camped all along there.
Well, not camped along there. They just were parked. Camped in the dry bed, but they were up but playing they were right on the train tracks. Yeah.
Because I personally camped out there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I rode over there Friday morning. Yeah. And I rode along the train tracks, and I was more on the eastern side. And I didn't see anybody over there.
And why would you play on a railroad track?
Oh, come on. It's fun.
Would you do?
They're shooting into the mountain they're doing. The desert is real flat, and the railroad goes right along the base of the mountain. Mm. And so it's a high mountain, and so it's a nice place to shoot into.
It's a perfect backdrop for you to set up some
targets. I get that. But why are they on the tracks? Why aren't
they on? That was my point.
Why don't they go 10 feet further and then set up over there?
On either side.
Yeah, exactly. So exactly.
People are kooky.
You think?
Well,
I learn as you go. You're like, you know, why are they doing that? So, I talked to this lady, Araceli.
Araceli.
And I said, you know what we'd like to do is erect a sign where people drive in at the end of Split Mountain Road where they turn on the dirt road. And she wasn't really familiar with the area. And I said, well, maybe we could put some signs or some papers over at the Iron Door. She hadn't heard of the Iron Door. I'm like, oh, my God, what kind of public outreach is this? And then it turns out that she only is at Plaster City. She's not ever at the mine.
Okay.
So that makes sense.
Yeah,
but still, maybe you'd go over there and have a look
around. They should have somebody go and run the tracks and get familiar with the whole area and location.
They should know.
And they should have some special Carsonite or just we can go in
sign.
And we can put in a decent sized sign.
I think SDRC is going to look into having a sign made and going out there and put it right where the pavement goes to dirt.
Make sure you get permission.
We'll work with the BLM and we'll work with the...
Somebody put a
sign. I think it's Anza Borrego. That area, I think it's Anza Borrego. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure, like the railroad has ownership of some of that property. I'm not sure how wide that ownership is, but that would be the best place to put it.
Yeah.
Because it would be easy to get permission from them. They'd be like, go for it. Yeah. So... I think if people came in and they saw a sign that says railroad tracks are active 7 days a week, that might keep them off.
Yeah, that particular train track, I believe it's called the United States Gypsum Rail Line.
Oh, okay.
So that particular track, because that's what it is on their flyer, is the United States Gypsum Rail Line.
Oh, my God. So we're going to work on that. Now, I understand there's some other issues over at Glamis, the railroad there.
Yeah, we can. We're going to go ahead and come back and talk. We were going to talk about Bob and have Bob's interview when we come back for the 15 minutes and see if we can get it in real quick and then in the next minute or so before we go to break. But I guess out at Wash 8, I'm not too familiar with the details of it, but this last week, I don't know when, but Wash 8 got cleaned out, and they cleaned the sand out of Wash 8, and they have had people utilizing.
This is Wash 8 where the water goes under the railroad.
Yeah, out at
Glamis.
And
it's right along the east side of the Glamis.
Yeah.
Riding area.
Yes, that is correct.
Imperial Sand Dune Recreation Area.
Yep, out at the sand dunes out at Glamis. So if you go for the wash store and you go down Wash Road, somebody cleaned out Wash 8. And so they've been utilizing it. A couple of people have been caught going underneath there. It's a good, I want to say six and a half feet is open.
I went under there years and years ago when nobody cared. Was that at Wash 8? Where was that?
No, that was Wash 10.
So that was Wash 10. That's where I went under Wash 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is Wash 8 really close to Boardmanville?
It is. Boardmanville's right. Is at 9. That is, okay. Yeah. So
somebody cleaned, removed some of the sand. And where all these wash, the water just sort of goes that direction. And there's a series of bridges or where the railroad goes under. Okay. Yeah. Audrey's showing me a picture of it.
So it.
Oh, looks, yeah, you could drive right through there.
You can drive right through it. You can do your dirt bike. You can take a quad underneath there. So please do not do this right now. We are trying to work on getting a safe crossing, and we are strongly
a legal crossing.
Safe crossing. We
it's
are not
coming.
Endorsing this at all. This could actually interfere with the work. The Union Pacific Railroad has actually complained about this. They have complained. Railroad drivers have actually complained about the people going underneath Wash 8. So this is a large issue.
That looks like more than the shovel that you have in your truck.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Stuck.
Yeah.
It looks like they maybe use some equipment.
Yeah. And when we come back, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to go ahead and do a pre-recorded interview where we got a hold of Bob out at Scotland, and we were able to have him call in, and we did a little interview with him. Bob usually comes out and visits with us a couple times a year. He comes out to different off-roading events, King of the Hammers, and
he helps
Our
with
Lost
the radio.
Wizard. He
like
helps with
setting
the radio.
Up with, these big events need communication. There's a lot of people in a lot of places.
So we're going to break a little bit early?
Yeah.
Because you still got time.
Oh,
still
okay.
Go?
Well, I thought you wanted to know. Don't pay attention to that clock. That clock's probably about the best one to deal with.
Oh, okay.
So, all right. So, and Bob is communications for a lot of your events?
A lot of our events. He sets up a ham repeater for us because usually for our event, when we go out, we're at Superstition. You cannot, even with a ham radio, when you're on one side of the mountain, you can't talk to somebody else on the other side of the mountain. You can't, there's no communication unless they hit a top high point and a different, a peak. There's no getting a hold of them. So Bob set up a ham repeater antenna radio for us, and we actually were able to get access to the other side of the radio. Or the other side of the mountain, so that we can reach our people during our entire event that we have and put on. He's spectacular. He actually hosts a radio show out in Scotland. He works with all of their basically like RVA hospitals, and he does a country music radio show.
wow! Through in Scotland.
In Scotland. And so he does it in all the hospitals. So when you're sitting in the waiting room for something to happen, they have this little he comes on and they play music and it's soft in the background, and so he's really familiar with all the technical aspects of different things that need to happen, and so he's amazing. He comes out for you would love this. We didn't talk about this one on our interview, but he does the big shoot in Arizona that happens in January or February. Is it just before or just after King Hammers? Is the big shoot out in Arizona. And that's where they have all the big guns from all across the United States that come out. And
have a big
you
event.
Can, oh, yeah, some of the biggest, gnarliest guns that you, cannons and
howitzers,
and tanks. They've got everything out there. It's a pretty
boys
awesome
boys will be boys with their guns.
Oh, it's
somehow
one of my
Audrey's
favorites.
Definitely not a boy.
No, but she likes her like big her. Guns. All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
It's in your garage. It's in a drawer in your kitchen. It might even be in the room where you sleep, staring at you. You see it. Try to ignore it, but ignoring it won't make it leave. What is it?
It's junk, and we all have it. It's also a lot easier to get rid of than you think. With one call to Handle With Care Hauling at 760-331-9165, the veteran and family-owned business that's been part of the community for over 20 years can rid your life of freeloading junk. Handle With Care Hauling can remove all the stuff you don't want or need anymore. They'll even do complete cleanouts and demo jobs, providing you with updates on your project with before and after photos. Call 760-331-9165 or visit handlewithcarehauling.com for a free estimate. Ask about their discounts for seniors, military and first responders. Evict your junk and call 760-331-9165 or visit handlewithcarehauling.com.
To paraphrase Thomas Jefferson in his first inaugural address, we are all libertarians. All of us support individual liberty, economic freedom, fiscal sanity, and the right to live our lives without excessive government intrusion. Join Bob Zadek for a full hour of discussion with the smartest guests on radio. Insightful, spontaneous, and thoughtful. It's the show of ideas, not attitude. The Bob Zadek Show. Sunday mornings only on The Answer.
The Bob Zadek Show, Sunday mornings at 9 on The Answer San Diego.
If you want compelling content and in-depth conversation concerning the needs of San Diego and its residents, don't miss Change the Conversation with me, Andrew Gade, local business owner and investor. I'll bring you my passion for a prosperous San Diego as we learn ways to create a new vision for our future, a future that understands and represents the needs of this great city and its residents. Learn more at andrewgade.com and don't miss Change the Conversation, Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. on The Answer San Diego.
The Answer, San Diego, streaming now on smart speakers and radio.com.
All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, what's this segment sponsored by?
Brought to you by PRMI. Primary Residential Mortgage, Inc., Chris Wiley out in Alpine. Give him a call if you're interested in buying a home, purchasing a home, refinancing your home. 619-722-1303. I hear there's something about the whole government handout's going to be ending here come January 1st, and a lot of homeowners may be in some trouble. So give Chris Wiley a call at 619-722-1303, PRMI Mortgage out in Alpine.
And I got to tell you, I called him up, and I was going to do a reverse mortgage.
Yeah.
He looked at all my stuff. He goes, nah.
No?
He says, don't do it.
Yeah.
I go, what do you mean don't do it? He says, nah, it wouldn't benefit you. Because I pay a little extra each month on my house payment.
Yeah.
He says, if you just stay with right where you're at, you'll keep all your equity, you'll keep all your money, and you'll be fine.
Nice.
Now, he didn't have to do that. He could have said, okay, let's fill out the paperwork. And he got his commission the whole nine yards, but he didn't do that. So that's the kind of guy you want to deal with when you're dealing with a mortgage for sure, or something you have no idea what they're talking about.
Respectful, honest.
All right, so we're going to run that interview?
Yeah.
With Bobby Rooney?
Yeah. We're not having technical difficulties anymore with Max, said we're all good to go?
We got a thumbs up in there.
Excellent. Let's go ahead and send it off.
Let her rip.
So this is Audrey and Ed with San Diego Off-Road Coalition Dirt Radio. We're in the studio with Bob Webster. Bob's joining us from Scotland. He's one of our good friends who comes in a couple times a year to explore and adventure through different parts of the United States for off-road events, and also a couple of crazy adventures that we go on. You come in for our event each November, the San Diego Off-Road Coalition's Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run that we've hosted. Gosh, Bob, I think you've been to the last, 7 or 8 years in a row?
Yes, it's the first one I've missed in a long time, but then I think the event missed, did it not?
Yeah, unfortunately, we did have to postpone it this year due to the COVID regulations and restrictions.
Hey, Bob, listen, what kind of off-roading do you guys do in Scotland?
Yeah, we're not quite as fortunate as you guys. We do not have the area of ground that you'd have. In Scotland, all the land is owned by somebody, be it the government, be it private individuals, and none of the government land is open to go driving on. So if we go wheeling, we have to have permission from the landowner to go wheeling. It's a small area in relative terms, so we still have fun.
But you have areas you can go and trails and the owners cooperate with you?
We don't have trails so much. Most of the ground is fairly compact. It's a totally different scene. It's very difficult to describe. Whereas you guys can go and drive Power Line Road from end to end, which is how many miles?
3,000.
Yeah, so a 2 mile or a 3 mile straight run, we're doing quite well. There are occasions when we can get access to hill roads that might give us 15, 20 miles across the mountains. If we get access to that, we're very lucky because nobody else gets access to it, but it's very limited use. So it's a different scene altogether. But we get some fantastic driving in the forests, big trees, big rocks, all sorts of chaos goes on in there. So it's different, and I enjoy them both.
And what kind of vehicle do you drive?
I have to admit I'm a Land Rover man, have been for many years, but we drive just about everything. We've got at least one Wrangler in the club, a lot of Suzukis, the wee Samurais, the new Jimny. I don't know whether you guys have got it yet, but it's really nice. It looks a bit like a Mercedes G-Wagon, a bit like it, but a lot smaller and a lot lighter. And basically, just about everything. We don't get many of the full sizes out playing. They're just too big for the ground we have.
Are there any sidekicks?
Yeah, the Suzuki Sidekick.
That's just because I happen to own a Suzuki Sidekick.
I know you do. The Suzuki Sidekick over here is called the Vitara. I won't tell you this, Ed, but over here it was usually called the hairdresser's car.
They have Vitaras here, and they're a little bit more, they're not as off-road worthy, the Vitaras, as the Sidekick.
No, but we get the Isuzus as well, what we call the Trooper.
We've got the Trooper.
Yeah. But the small Isuzu is Rodeo?
Yeah, we got the Rodeo.
Yeah, a few years ago.
Yeah, well, that's in the UK. That's made by a company called Vauxhall, and it's called the Frontera. So I know them quite well. I was lucky enough a few years ago, 24 PR girls and 22 off-road driving instructors for 3 months going around the UK demonstrating in those and teaching the dealers how to drive off-road, which was hilarious.
If you were a part of that, you got to travel around for 3 months?
Yeah.
Wow.
Been doing this for a long time, and you don't get so many of these good jobs these days, but they are still out there occasionally.
Wow, how awesome would that be to be paid to teach the dealers how to drive off-road?
Yeah, it's quite scary, believe me.
I can only imagine.
You'll know what I'm talking about.
You're part of a club. Does your club put on events?
Yes, I'm the secretary for the Scottish Off-Road Club.
What kind of stuff do you do there?
Most of our events are competition based. There is a law which is dangerous driving in a public place. Now, a public place is anywhere to which the public have access. So if you're driving off-road, you could be charged by the police for driving dangerously in a public place. So when you have an organised event, that gives you an exemption from that part of the act. If you have a major accident, you can still end up in trouble.
Let me get this straight. I reach out to a private landowner. I get permission to go on their property and go explore on their property with a friend of mine. It's just us out there. And we come across a sheriff who's been out there for some particular reason. And we're being a little extreme on the rocks and rock crawling through. I can get charged for reckless driving?
No, reckless driving is something different. You would only get charged if there was an accident that was caused by you normally, and it's dangerous driving in a public place. But in Scotland, there is what's called the Right to Roam Act. You can walk almost anywhere, and I mean over anybody's land, unless it's a excluded area like military bases, airports, stuff like that. But you can't drive or ride on a motorbike, so you can walk
amazing.
All across
you
the mountain.
You can walk on private property with no repercussion.
No, providing you're not breaking your way in or doing any damage.
Sure.
So wow.
That's neat.
It's an interesting concept. The problem arises, of course, and it's not a subject to get into on this show, and Dave's not with us. We have a lot of stalking, as in deer shooting in Scotland. And when you get people walking on the mountains, when the stalking is going on, that's when problems can arise, because you've no idea where they are and what they're going to do. And you get people with high-powered rifles.
Yeah, I don't know. I might be able to be mistaken for a deer. You never know.
Yeah, but you don't have antlers, Audrey.
Is it a white tail or a black tail? Anyway, moving swiftly on. But there's an awful lot of things that haven't been happening in Scotland this year because of COVID. And it's been very, very tight. We were discussing this earlier. In Scotland at the moment, we have four stages of lockdown. And it depends on what the government deem your area to be, as in risk-wise. And it's done by your zip code area. So if you're in an area that has very little COVID, very low infection rates, you're in zone in level one, and it goes up to level four. Level one is not too bad. It's fairly straightforward. Businesses can continue. But level four is a lot more restrictive. And if you're driving without a good reason, like going to work, out with your area, you can be stopped and charged by the police. And people are being stopped and charged.
Wow.
Because they're going from a high level, a high risk area. So it's an area where there's a lot of COVID infections, and they're going into areas where there might be less COVID, and they're trying to stop the spread of the disease. And of course, the announcement this last couple of days that one of the vaccines has been approved. Unfortunately, it's got to be stored at minus 70 Celsius, which is pretty damn cold.
Yeah,
I've heard that.
Yeah,
it's going to be a big challenge to logistically.
Well, it's the way I think they're working it is it's going into the cryogenic freezers at some of the big hospitals.
But at the same time, I want to get back to the way of things. You know, you're usually out here in mid-February. You know, you would just be leaving, and then you would be back in a couple months for your next adventure out here.
Well, of course, the next one would be King of the Hammers, and at the moment, we don't know what's happening. I can travel out to the US, but I've got to be out of the UK for 2 weeks before I can come into the US. And then I've got to isolate for 2 weeks when I get to the US. So there's 4 weeks gone. So that restriction runs out December sometime. So we don't know what the new regime is going to impose on us for the start of next year.
Yeah, if it's going to get even tighter than that.
Well, I don't know. The problem is that when you look at the infection rates in the UK and the US, our rate is actually lower than the US. So you'd think that I'm stating the facts as we know it, and I'm not saying they're necessarily correct, but certainly as we know it. So you look at it going out to the US, shouldn't be too much of a problem, but coming back, I've then got to isolate for another 2 weeks when I get home. So there's six weeks in isolation.
Oh, that'll keep you from traveling.
Yeah, it's a very good incentive.
Hey, Bob, you help with the King of the Hammers, is that correct? What do you do there?
I'm one of the volunteers on that. I've been doing that for about as long as I've been doing Lost Lizard Run, a couple of years less. So it could be checkpoints, it could be service area marshalling, could be anything that needs to be done. The one thing that I try and stay clear of is crowd control. Trying to tell people not to be stupid in a Scottish accent doesn't work well. But no, it's amazing.
You have a four-wheel drive here?
Yes, I've got, funnily enough, a Land Rover. The original one that I bought had a small accident, fallen over in the desert. And rather than just put it back in its wheels, the knuckleheads rolled it from one side onto the roof, onto the other side, and then back onto its wheels.
Oh.
I think it had fallen downhill, so that was the easiest way to do it. But I got to the point that I couldn't straighten the roof of the truck out, so I just got a sawzall and cut the back of the truck right off. So it's a wee bit unique, and it's definitely a talking point.
Is that the one that has it's like a flatbed truck in the back?
Yes.
With the wood, wood bed? Yeah, I've seen that one. That's pretty cool looking, I gotta admit.
Yeah, it's what we call a tray back, just because there's nothing back there apart from a tree. The spare wheel got moved forward, so it's right behind the trying to keep the center of gravity as central in the wheelbase as possible. It's been a great truck. It flies beautifully, but landings are a problem.
Only a little bit. I can't say I've gone for flight with you, but I have gone on some trail rides with you in it.
It's good fun. But then you're into your bikes as well, Ed, so you know what it's all about. So flying is great, but landing can be problematic.
Yeah, that sudden stop at the end.
Yeah, that's the one. No, it's good fun, and it's like everything else. It's something different. I must admit, I've always fancied something like a Blazer, K5 Blazer or something like that. But everybody else has got one. Very few people run Land Rovers over there. So
that's true. There are a lot of Blazers and a lot of Broncos out here. So, Bob, I just wanted to say thank you for calling in from Scotland and joining us. I know you had some issues out there. You said it was a torrential downpour for the last 24 hours out there. So I'm glad we were able to get through and get service and be able to have you on.
It's been a pleasure. I'm going to say good afternoon, and I shall leave you guys to it. And good to talk to you, and good to see you.
Yes, it is. Good to see you too, Bob. We love you. Hopefully we get to see you soon.
Saving money is important. That's why The Answer San Diego offers a limited number of exclusive half-price gift certificates on products and services you need, with great money-saving deals like this. Bring warmth and luxury into your home with a handmade area rug from Home Decor Fine Rugs for half price. Your home is your escape. It's the place where memories are made. Home Decor Fine Rugs wants to help you create a retreat that opens the door for countless opportunities for your family with a $1,000 gift certificate for just $500. With two locations to serve you, Marina Boulevard and Miramar Road, choosing the perfect rug to enhance your home's decor is now easier than ever with The Answer San Diego's half-price deal to Home Decor Fine Rugs. For this and more great deals, log on to theanswersandiego.com, keyword deals. Gift certificates are limited and going fast, so get yours today. Log on to theanswersandiego.com, keyword deals, or tap the Answer San Diego app.
Parents, let's be honest. Many high school and college-age kids seem to have little direction these days. That might be true for your son or daughter. They spend a lot of time gaming, hanging with friends, but nothing seems to lead them on a path to adulthood. You may want them to go to a four-year university, but nah, their grades just don't warrant it. Their lack of passion and direction makes you wonder if a four-year university would even be a wise investment. Here's a better route to consider. The Facilities Management HVAC or Electronics Training Program, available through SalemCareerHub.com. They'll learn real-life work skills that are marketable and in high demand right now. And at SalemCareerHub.com, you can sign up for these courses at 50% off their regular price. Talk it over with your kids and get them out of the basement. They're probably as anxious as you are to move forward and just need a little push. The place to start? SalemCareerHub.com. You can also call 866-711-6275. 866-711-6275. Or SalemCareerHub.com.
Streaming now at TheAnswerSanDiego.com and Radio.com.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is SDORC Dirt Radio on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer. So as we're leading back in from that wonderful interview with Bob, I just love his accent. one of the things that he talked about or that we talked about was putting events on out there and how it's all private. Owned land and sure. Government land and what it takes to put on an event.
So the grass isn't so green on the other side, huh?
Yeah, it's even more difficult over there, I think, than it is out here, even though, you know, there's a lot that goes into putting on an event. A lot of people don't understand. You know, I've had the honor of co-partnering for the last 6 years and putting on the Lost Lizard Off-Road Fun Run. With Rob Smith, and
it's a full time job.
It's a full time job. There's
so many details that you have to cover.
Yeah, you got to be detail oriented. It's meticulous. There's
and every
lots
year,
of paperwork.
There's more
you got
to
work
do.
With several different agencies because you got to have the health department approval. You have to go through and you have to get the fire crew. You have to have the police agency sign off on it.
Security.
You have to go through. Yeah, you got to set up
ambulance.
And then you know either whether it's state parks or whether it's Bureau of Land Management BLM. Land. You got
to
work with them
an
and have your permit.
Service?
You have to have an ambulance service. You have to have an emergency plan on site. You know, and all of this was before on how you deal with, you know, the different things. Yeah, you have to have a helicopter landing pad marked off. You have to have all the different things set up prior to, you know, and there's so much that goes on to putting in and putting on an off-road event. You know, that's why I don't think that there's that many is you really got to know what you're doing. You got to have the time and the energy to work with all of these different agencies and what it takes.
And they all want something.
King of the Hammers has been working really hard to put on their event. They just put out a press release yesterday on social media and on their website where for 2021 to work and following the different rules and the regulations for COVID mitigation, that they have teamed up with MedNext, and they are going to require all attendees that actually register for the event in advance and are planning on coming in on site to do a COVID test prior to.
Now, is that competitors or is it also just people coming to watch?
Anybody that breathes.
Anybody that breathes.
If you just like, oh, I want to see what this is all about.
Competitors, all attendees, anybody that's going to be basically on in Johnson Valley Desert that weekend needs to get tested prior
to. You have to have a form.
They want 80% of the people tested. I'm sure there's going to have more press release that's going to come out prior to, but they want 80% of the people tested prior to arriving. So that would be like all the pit crew, the volunteers, if you've pre-registered in advance.
So let me ask you this. Does it have to be 3 days before the event, 2 days before the event?
They didn't do the actual full release yet. I'm going to assume it's going to be within 7 days of the event, but that's an assumption. I'm not exactly sure. They haven't put out the full details. They said more to come. Yeah, and they're getting a lot of backlash in regards to this. Yeah. The comments that I saw were kind of outrageous. I mean, I get it. We're off-roaders. We're all egotistical. We've all got some sort of thrill-seeking demon in us that's trying to fulfill our inner need, you know.
Off. Adrenaline junkies.
We're adrenaline junkies. We're in it to win it, you know. Go big or go home. So that little beast comes out in all of us. But the terrorizing that I've actually seen, the verbal just shredding of the organizers that are trying to put on this event of different people
it's aimed at the wrong people because the organizers just want to put on an event and they're required to follow
these rules and regulations.
They don't want to do that.
Don't
they don't want to have testing.
The messenger.
Yeah, they're still trying to offer you this outdoor experience so that we can safely
get
out there and
recreate. It's already
hard,
and now it's gotten that much harder with this testing. And
yeah,
people are giving them a hard time because...
Oh, gosh, I couldn't believe some of the comments that were made on between Instagram and Facebook.
Try putting on an event.
It's really sad.
Oh, it's very... I don't want to take it like personally, but at the same time, when I work behind the scenes with those people and we're working our butts off. We volunteer our time to work our butts off to put on this event and make it happen behind the scenes for you. And this is the backlash that's being, I mean, that just, you know, that's,
you know, you should just say, you know what, that folks.
I just, it's like they're trying, they're working their butt off.
How about if we just forget about it?
Do you realize the hours by multiple people that have already been working to get this far to have the approval to still run the event and this is the backlash?
They're very fortunate that they are able to put on an event with all kind of restrictions and rules.
Yeah, because
I mean
that's
what a great thrill. You know how many events I've heard of since this thing has started? Has there been any? I don't know if there's been any events.
There's been off-road races.
Okay, there's some races.
Yeah, and then the expo, which was a disaster last month and a half ago. And well, there's actually an expo
that's
going
right
on this weekend right now. There's UTV, the UTV World Takeover is at the same location that I went to the off-road expo out in Scottsdale, Arizona, at the West World.
So they're leaving
Convention
California.
Center. Yeah,
I don't think King of the Hammers can leave California not as easily.
No,
you're not going to find that kind of terrain.
No,
and that kind of history.
Not Johnson Valley terrain, and that not how it is. You're not going to find any of that anywhere.
By the way,
else.
You're absolutely right. It's ridiculous. I mean, the comments are just going the wrong direction.
Oh yeah, 100%. Why are they even attacking the people who are trying to organize and put on the event?
Yeah.
You know, we all get it. We're all suffering from what's going on here. But at the same time, it's like at least we're out here trying and we're working to get.
I'd like to be a restaurant owner.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God. That would just
devastating.
I was talking to a restaurant the other day. They spent $1,000 just in outside tents and tables and chairs to comply.
Right.
And now they can't do it.
And how long did that last? A month?
Not even
a few
that.
Weeks?
And now they can't do that either. I mean, it's just like the government is just they just
and you know it's a statewide order, and what really should happen is they should allow the cities and counties to make their own orders, because San Diego's not as bad as L.A. Mm-hmm. So L.A. should be tighter. San Diego should be looser.
I know.
Right.
So,
and now they're saying when the vaccine comes out, there's people saying, don't take it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not safe. Don't take it. Don't take it. Well,
I mean, you can't have it both ways. You
can't have it both ways. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. It's disheartening. I want to be backing King of the Hammers. I want to push for people. I myself plan on attending King of the Hammers.
And you went last year, didn't you?
Yeah, the last few years in a row I've been. My husband's been the last 5 years. I've only been the last 3 years.
A lot of fun.
I worked it for High Master Metalworks last 2 years in a row.
Oh, yeah.
And I was out there for the entire week.
Was it fun?
Oh, it's a blast. Absolutely.
Did
even
you see
working
people you
all
knew?
Day long. Oh, yeah. Yeah, several people.
Did you see some cool vehicles?
Oh my God. Like, I can't even describe to you the amount of just
metal art in motion.
Exactly, if
you can dream it, somebody's built it.
It's out there.
Built it, and it's flying across the desert.
Yeah, and at breakneck speeds.
So it's super cool that they're going through all the hoops and
they're
going to
make it happen.
Everything.
They're going to make it happen. They're not going to lay down. They're
going
to
make it happen.
And
who cares about these idiots
their
that
sponsors,
are giving them a hard time on Facebook?
They don't care.
They may never, ever go out there.
No, right. if you really have that big of an issue with taking the test, I mean, it's like I have to
you
take
don't have
the COVID.
To go.
Exactly. I've got to take the COVID test to get on my job site. So it's like it's not I need to make money to be able to go to the event. I got to take the test to get on my construction job site. Why am I going to throw a fit and throw a tantrum over being able to get out into the desert? Like,
and like we don't see bodies in the street, but you know, people still get sick and people die from this.
No, we have to take it seriously. We just had two close family members, and they're in Oklahoma, and both the husband and wife just passed away.
Oh wow!
From COVID.
I'm very sorry.
And it's you know,
it's real.
It's
real. Out there. We have to
but
do
so
things.
So is the flu. The flu is still killing people like crazy as well.
It does.
I mean. It is what it is.
Yeah.
But, you know,
so don't give King of the Hammers a hard time because they're bending over backwards to put on an event for us.
Just don't go.
Don't
want to go?
Well, if you look at some
like
of the
all
questions,
this, don't go.
These guys are asking, they're just making up questions.
Yeah.
Well, what if?
Yeah, I know.
Well, what do you mean, what if?
I know. I read all of the
just,
different
just
little
don't,
things.
Don't,
yeah,
just,
you start that at.
Just don't
you never
go.
Get anywhere.
Exactly.
Just don't go.
Yeah,
the true enthusiasts will go.
You can stay home and you can read S&S Off-Road magazine.
That's
and you
right.
can see the pictures of us that when we're out exploring and having a good time in the
That's
desert.
That's right. And you can sit
catch
home
up
in your basement and you can read S&S and stay up to date and you can whine
you can
and
see
complain.
The endangered off-roader, the column that SDRC mm-hmm. gives them to run every month.
Yep.
And you can read about this month they have a section about stuck vehicles.
Yeah, they're
like, boy, are they stuck. Oh my, how in the world would you get that out?
Oh, they can always get it out. It's just how much money do you want
to
spend?
Or what, are you going to disassemble it and carry every piece to the hard ground?
Well, who is it that not, it's not Miller. Is it Miller? Hmm. No, it's, God, I can't think of the name of it. But it's a towing company that strictly does desert rescue.
Your guy, your friend with the 18, or how many wheels it drive, 10-wheel drive?
Oh, David Byram, he does Wymore metal.
Well, there's quite, there's
El
other.
Centro. He volunteers his time. He's got a deuce, and he volunteers his time. So you just hit him up on SoCal Off-Road Recovery or Imperial County
and break out your
recovery.
Checkbook.
Oh, no, he doesn't charge anybody
at
all. He does it for fun. He's got a deuce. He goes out. My friend got his minivan stuck out in the canal, and he went out and he rescued him out from the
all
canal.
Right, we gotta go.
From Gordon.
Minivan in the canal.
FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Thanks for joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment.
To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.
This program is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
KCBQ San Diego, K241CT, Oceanside.
FM 96.1 North County and AM 1170 San Diego. The Answer.